Now, Chinese New Year, this Friday, Sydney is going to be celebrating its 22nd New Year Festival, the largest celebration of the Lunar New Year outside of Asia. There'll be 80 events to choose from, including a lanterns exhibition, dragon boat races, and food markets. It sounds absolutely brilliant, and joining us on the line to chat about the events is curator of the festival, Claudia Chan Shaw. Claudia, thanks so much for speaking to us this morning.
Hi, Tess. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So, you know, for those who might not have looked too much into what's going down this year, what can we expect from this year's festivities?
Okay, so Sydney Chinese New Year Festival, the big, big event is the Lunar Lanterns. So if people head down to the Sydney Opera House and Circular Quay from the 16th until the 25th of February, they're going to see enormous lanterns. And the lanterns represent the 12 animals of the Chinese zodiac. So if you're standing outside the Opera House, you're going to see an 8-meter-high dog who's wagging his tail and his tongue. And then you make your way around, all the way around to Cadman's Cottage. And there they've got a spiral of pigs. There are 1,100 pigs, all glowing with pink cheeks. And that represents the pig lantern. And there's a 13-meter-high dragon outside the MCA. So the Lunar Lantern is something that you cannot miss. And everybody can get involved with that because everybody is represented by one of these animals.
Yeah, I was actually down at Circular Quay on Sunday and I saw them setting up the dragon. It looked very, very impressive from where I was sitting across Circular Quay.
And what you saw was only his head. Wait till the rest of his body goes in.
Oh, wow. I didn't actually realize there was more of him. Oh, geez. Oh, God, I'll have to get down there.
There's much more. He's almost as high as the building. He's almost as high as the MCA. So the lanterns are really exciting, and they've been designed by Asian Australian artists, and each of them are having the character of the different zodiac animals in them, but they've got a little quirky Australian humour as well, which makes the festival so much more interesting.
I love that. Now, we are heading into the year of the dog. Mm-hmm. Will we be seeing a lot of canine-inspired program activities?
Well, what you're going to see, you're going to see real puppies. If you head down to Customs House on Saturday the 17th, you're going to see the Guide Dog Graduation. Now, Guide Dog New South Wales, ACT, is our charity partner this year for the Year of the Dog, naturally. And the puppies are going to be graduating and becoming full-fledged guide dogs. And one of the other initiatives that Guide Dogs New South Wales, ACT, have done is they've got 70 artists to decorate the collection dogs. You know the dogs with the money slot in their head that you see in the supermarket?
Yeah, yeah.
So they've been decorated by different artists. They'll all be gathered down in front of the AMP building next to Customs House, and you'll see all of these wonderful dogs decorated by different artists. So you're going to see some real puppy action down there, as well as lantern dogs and the collection dogs that are going to be on display.
You had me at puppies, honestly. I will be very
so
honest
cute.
With you.
So cute. They're the softest little things. They're beautiful. The puppies will be out as well. So if you love puppies, you can come out and have a look at the Guide Dogs exhibition.
I am so excited. So I guess, what are some of the traits of those born in the Year of the Dog, and how will the festival symbolise those?
Well, if you're born in the Year of the Dog, you think about the animal. So we've got 12 different animals. The dog is loyal. He's faithful. He loves being with his family. So if you're a dog out there, this is you. And he doesn't like it if you betray him. So, you know, he doesn't understand that. So never, ever give a dog a bad deal. But the thing is that if you're born in the Year of the Dog, it means that you really need to create your own luck for the year, because it's not going to be your luckiest year, even though it's your year. So what you need to do is think before you leap. So think about what you're doing, clean up your finances, treat people well. And really, they're just all good things that people should live by anyway.
I was going to say, it does sound like very good advice. I will admit, I am Year of the Rat.
Are you a ratty?
I'm a rat.
You're very enterprising and very clever, Tess.
Oh, I'll take that. I'll take it.
There's also going to be community performances. So you're going to see little children as young as 5 years old through to grandmothers dancing and drumming, singing. And they are all on the community stage down at First Fleet Park, which is just near the MCA.
It sounds absolutely brilliant. So I guess looking at, you know, the festival as a whole, how important is the Chinese New Year Festival when it comes to multiculturalism and learning about our Asian communities here in Sydney and Australia-wide?
It's really important. And this is the 22nd year of the Sydney Chinese New Year Festival. It started in Chinatown all those years ago as a small community event. And it's grown to be this giant, enormous event. But the Lunar New Year is also celebrated by Korean, Japanese, Thai, and Vietnamese cultures as well. So it's a very, very big group of Asian Australians who celebrate the festival. And the lovely thing is that anybody can get involved with this, because over 17 days, who doesn't like to eat themselves silly? Who doesn't like to see people on stage doing what they do best and performing and entertaining us, and to see those wonderful lanterns, to see puppies, to go into the dragon boat races? It's just a wonderful, joyous celebration of culture and of talent.
It sounds absolutely spectacular. Claudia, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Tess.
That was Claudia Chanshaw speaking to us about the upcoming Chinese New Year Festival. It's beginning on the 16th of February this year. I was saying to my partner actually only yesterday that I was thinking, oh, you know, that must be coming up. I really want to go and check it out and get involved this year. So really, really great to be chatting to Claudia there.